Good morning. It's a joy and a delight to be once again with you. Rosa and I, we have been looking forward to be in the missionary conference, to see the pastor and you, and thank you very much for giving us this wonderful opportunity. We arrive in August the 1st, and we are leaving in September at the end of this month, next week. We return back to Spain, and we have reserved the last for the best. And thank you very much. The theme of the mission conference really is a wonderful one, Fishers of Men. And I just would like to share with you what is in my heart about Fishers of Men. What a wonderful calling that we receive in life when the Lord has called us to be with Him. And I will base my thoughts in Matthew chapter 4. And the title of the message is The Call to Follow. Do you remember when the Lord called you? You received a call in your life and you were saved because the Lord has called you. What a wonderful day it was when we received that call and we said, "Yes, Lord, here am I. Save me from my sins." Wonderful day that we experience the salvation by faith. But through life, we receive many calls. And before to be fishers of men, the Lord says, "Follow me. Follow me." And I would like to explain this. We are in Castellar del Vallès for 8 years. And I always wanted to do pottery, so I enlisted to be in a class to go for a pottery class, and it was 3 years ago. So I went to the pottery class for my first time. I didn't know anything about pottery, so I wanted to do some pottery. And the teacher told me, "This is the most important thing in pottery. You will get the clay, and you will center the clay in the potter's wheel, very in the center. You will tie your hands very strong. You will put your hands on the clay and try to press it to bring the clay to the center so that it will not move around. If it moves around, you cannot do anything. The clay must be centered in the potter's wheel." When the teacher told that, I thought, this is going to be my outline for next message. The clay in the potter's wheel must be centered. If we are not centered, we cannot do anything. The potter's wheel is the will of the Lord, and the center is His Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am pleased." The Lord said, "You cannot do anything. Separate from me, you cannot do anything. We must be centered. And we must be centered in God's will, His Son. He is the one that says, 'Follow me.' He is the one that comes to our lives and put His hands on our clay and center on God's will." So, and it's very difficult. I have been 3 years already in the pottery class, and it's really very difficult to center the clay. It's like the life. It's very difficult to center our lives. We move around and around, but we must come to a time that we must center our Christian life in Christ Jesus. My wife and I, Rosa, we have been traveling here in the States. And we are not from here, so we need the GPS. And we had two GPSs in our car, my GPS and Rosa's GPS, to be sure that we are going to be at the same place, the same time, because we don't want to lose focus of what we are doing. And in the GPS, you can, here in the States, you have recenter. There is a button. In Spain, we have center. As we move around in our lives, sometimes we need to center and just to press that button and say, center my Christian life. He is the center of our lives, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we hear his call, follow me. Follow me. I will be the center of your life. I am the one that you need to follow. What do I mean to be center our lives in Christ? That he is everything we have. The Bible says, Paul says, for me to live is Christ. Our Christian life based on what the Son has done for us. Everything comes from him. Our power, our delight, our joy. And I'm sure that you will choose one word to describe the Christian life. Maybe you can choose salvation, hope, fulfillment. Maybe we can choose salvation, faith. Depends on what you are experiencing in your life. But we know that if we will need to choose one word to describe the Christian life, will be Christ. Because there is not a Christian life unless you have Christ. And the Christian life is Christ living in you. This is a wonderful thing, to have our simple life, our clay life, and put it in the center of God's will. You read the scriptures and you realize what is the center of the scriptures. The center of the scriptures is the glory of God through his Son Jesus Christ. It's the center. When the Bible says that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything unfolds to the center of his Son. And he makes a call to every one of us. Follow me. Follow me. I will be the center of your life. You need to follow me. In the Bible, we see several calls. And the first call we see in the Bible, God is calling. God is calling all the time. He's calling through the gospel to all persons to come to Christ. Do you remember that verse in the scriptures that says, when the Son will lift it up, I will draw all men unto me, the center of the cross. And there are several callings. And the first calling in the Bible, it's a general call. In the book of Isaiah, it says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. The Lord is calling to all nations, that he is the sovereign God, the God that creates the heaven and the earth. And that calling has been given out to all nations. Hear, O earth, I am the God that created the heavens and the earth. Look unto me, all nations. Look unto me, all people. Do not look around. Look to the center, his Son, Jesus Christ. And it's a calling that it has been since the very beginning. When Adam fell, it was a calling to Adam. Adam, where art thou? Where are you, Adam? What are you hidden? I am the center. You can be forgiven because my love for you. But there is another calling. That is a calling to be of Jesus Christ. When the Lord calls us to be of him, to come in the realization of forgiveness of our sins. And there is calling to be of Jesus Christ. I remember one time I was taking a coffee before going to church. I used to take a walk, and I went to a cafeteria and I took my coffee. And there was a gentleman beside me, and he was all the time looking at me. And I was a little nervous because he was staring at me all the time, and I thought something must be wrong. So he looked at me, and I said, "Excuse me." And he said, "Excuse me, you have a tack on your shirt back." And it was a new shirt, and it had a tack on. And I said, "Thank you very much. I had a tack on my back that says about the shirt." And I thought, whoa, I have a tack that I belong to Christ. I am of Christ Jesus. And I wear that tack. I belong to the one that bought me by the blood of the Lamb. So I am of Christ Jesus. We are Christians, and we are saying the Lord is the one that bought my life, and he's the sender of my life. That's the calling to be of Jesus Christ. But there is another calling in the Bible that is most specific calling. It says, the Bible says that you are in Christ, you are called to be saint. You are called to be saint, separated to the Lord, because he has calling and saying, follow me. And when you follow the Lord, you need to say, yes, I'm going to follow. I'm going to separate my life for you. My wife, she has several. She works with patchwork, and she has several scissors. And scissors for clothes do not be used to cut paper, and she gets really mad when I just get a scissor. No, don't touch it. This is just for clothes. Don't use it for paper. Oh, yes. I have been called by the Lord to be a saint and to be used by the Lord. I cannot move around and stay out of that center. I must focus my life in the calling to be a fisher of men. But before that, the Lord calls me to him. And in the Bible, we see in this wonderful chapter, and Jesus walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. Verse 19, and he said unto them, follow me. One day, those men, they were just there in their business, in their lives, maybe outside, just their own lives, and they passed by Jesus and stopped them and said these wonderful and powerful words, follow me. Wonderful and powerful words, follow me. These words were used by the Lord several times in the Bible. Do you remember Levi? He was there one day, and the Lord passed by and said, follow me. Do you remember the young man who was a rich man that came to Jesus? The same words, the Lord said, follow me. Do you remember the three reluctant disciples that they said, Lord, I will follow you. But at the end of every conversation, the Lord made that statement, follow me. And Peter, who was concerned by John, and he said, why about this man? And the Lord said, what about him? Just follow me. I will be the center of your life. In John chapter 10, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. Oh, that's the calling every day. You wake up in the morning and you listen to that calling. I will follow the Lord wherever he will lead me. It will be a wonderful experience just to drop my nets and follow the Lord, wherever he will lead me. I remember in the place we used to live, very nice place in the mountains, I used to take my bike and ride. And one time I was riding my bike through the road, and I saw a shepherd with a lot of sheep. Maybe there was a large group of sheep. So I stopped there to talk with him. And it was a nice talk. And we began to talk, and I told him, "How many do you have?" He said, 400. I said, "Well, that's a good, nice. Are you sure are all of them?" And he looked at, yes. And I told him, "Why do you think are all of them right there?" He told me something very interesting. He said, "I know my sheep. I know them. I know them. They are mine." And I thought, and I could testify about the Lord Jesus Christ. My sheep hear my voice. And when I talk and I say, "Follow me," they follow me. Because they are mine. They have the Holy Spirit in their lives. And the Holy Spirit draws them to me, to come to that place, to be the center, and to be in God's will. Jesus was passing by, and he saw two of these men and told them, "Follow me." And look at what happened in verse 20. "And they straightway left their nets and follow him." Could you take a picture of that? They were workers. They had some priorities in their lives. This is my business. This is my net. This is the place where I get the earning for my life. And I have my own life. But the power of the words of Jesus were so powerful that transformed the lives of these men. And what it says, the Bible says, "And they straightway left their nets and follow him." What a wonderful thing. What a wonderful thing just to drop the nets and say, "I'm going to follow the Lord." For that, you need to come to a realization of surrender your life to the Lord. And to say, "He is going to be the most important thing in my life." Rosa and I, we went to a church here in Pennsylvania, Indiana, PA. There is a church named Hilltop Baptist Church. A good name because the church is located in a hilltop. But they put a huge cross. I mean, you could see it far away. At night time, it's just beautiful. They put some lights. It's a 10-story building. The cross is huge. So we arrived there, and I said to Rosa, "Rosa, could you take me a picture with a cross?" So we needed to. It's a supporting church. So we went there, and we parked the car, and I walked to under the cross, and Rosa took a picture. And I think that this picture is the picture of this trip for Rosa and for me, especially for me. Because in the picture, you could see a huge cross, but you could not see me. I'm so small. You could not see me. The only thing you can see is a cross. When we follow the Lord, the Lord is the center of our lives. And he is so big, and we are so small. He calls all the time that he will be lifted up. His glory is shining. And he's calling continuously, "Moses, Samuel, Abraham, O my people, listen my voice. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Look at me. I am the Savior, the sovereign God. Come unto me. Come unto me. That you are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Follow me. Follow the Lord. Drop your nets and just follow the Lord. What a blessing. Sometimes we don't follow the Lord because we come to a place where we don't lose to our security or maybe our self-control or all identity or our priorities. But I read a saying, but it was very nice. I'm going to draw it and put it in my home or in my office. I really like it. It says, a man is in a great place when he has no one to turn but to God. A man is in a great place when he has no one to turn but to God. This is what happened in the Bible. The Lord said, are you going to leave me? And Peter said, no, Lord, I don't have other place to go. You have eternal life. And the eternal words that come clearly before we go and fish, men, we need to follow him. We are not following a program. We are not following something that we are following the Lord, and he will teach us when we are under his authority. They drop the nets and they say, I'm going to go to the center of God's will and make the Lord everything I have. Missions is just to explain what is the center of everything. Why is it so complicated sometimes? The Lord is just calling once again to our lives. Before we go fishing, men, we want to follow him. And he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Why? To tell other people to come to the center. To come to that cross. When you go to a supermarket, and the other day, Rosa and I, we were in one of those huge malls that you have the store. They have like a place where listed the stores. In Spain, we used to have one big one, and they used to put a dot that it was like a meeting point. When you get lost in the supermarket, big one, we will get in the meeting point. But in Spain, one time I saw one of those that instead of having a red dot, used to have a cross. And I thought, that's neat. If we get lost, we will meet you at the cross. The meeting point of our Christian life. What is this? It's the center. To listen God saying, follow me. The call to follow. And what are we going to say? Lord, speak, that thy servant heareth your call. I am a sheep under your authority. You are the shepherd. And if you are the shepherd, I will follow you wherever you will lead me. And it's a wonderful experience when we walk in our lives and the Lord stops in the middle of the way and says with a powerful words, follow me. And you are able to drop your nets and say, Lord, the nets are just nets. But you are the glory. I cannot compare my nets with you. So I just embrace you. If I embrace you, I will have everything I need to be under your care. Lord, I am a clay. You are the potter. center my life in your Son, and in Him I want to listen once again. Follow me, and I will drop my nets. Do you have nets in your life that are holding you, that you say, they are really care? I mean, I love those nets. I remember one time in the children's camp, there was this theme. It was boats, no, Rosa? And we went, Rosa and I, to a place in the coast, and we talked with the fishermen there, and they gave us some big ones, nets, to decorate the camp. Well, we did not really clean it very well, the nets. And in the camp, we were hoping just to finish the camp. Nets really are dirty. Sometimes we need to drop our nets and just to take the calling and say, Lord, here am I. I'm of your Son. I'm separated for you in a service, and live my life listening continuously to come to the center of God's will. He's amazing God. So great that He wants to put His hands on just the clay and form His Son and said, this has been made for my glory. My teacher told me, parar teacher told me, Moses, you need to sign your works. So when I finish, I just turn what I do, just little things, and I sign it, and I just put my name on it, like my tag. You have a sign. God has said, you are my Son, made by God. Because you are separated for me. And He is saying, follow me to be used for the reason I have been created you. May the Lord bless us as we go into that calling to be fishers of men. God bless you.